Well, good morning. And it is morning. It's 11:50 a.m. on Sunday, March the 26th, 2023. It's a lovely morning. It's chilly. I forgot to take a drink of water. It's, it's not unfiltered sun, but the high thin clouds aren't blocking a lot of the ultraviolet. In fact, it doesn't block any of the ultraviolet. Lots of cirrus clouds. Not a lot of breeze. But it's just barely 40 degrees out here, so my fingers are a little cold. And my nose is running just a bit. I don't know what I'm going to talk about today. I don't have a lot. Don't have a lot going on. This is a day off because yesterday I finished a pass through the draft, and so it's a day off in the sense that I'm not going to do any writing work. Although it's a good day for me to do some of the writing adjacent work. So, for example, this morning I had a bad moment when I realized I didn't know if Wix would work. That's the software that I use to format my paperbacks, and I really like it, and I should have known better because it's actually a native Linux application. And so my concern was that I might have to redo all my templates and fiddle with all of that stuff again, because it's been so long. I've completely forgotten how all of this stuff gets set up. So I fired up Lix and I looked at some of my old files. I opened it first time, opened it right up, did the format and display, created the PDF straight up. So that was a relief. And the other thing I did was that I knew where it was. I just had to isolate it from the other noise. I found the second book, which will be named Working Class, Book 2, Marva Collins. Book 3 will be Hard Knocks, and I'm already on podium schedule for production, so I need to get these books out the door. So, yeah, school's out. Book 1 is going to the editor, going to Karen, probably this afternoon. I'm not going to pass it to beta readers. I think I said that yesterday. If you want to be in the beta reader pool, subscribe to the newsletter. You don't have to get the monthly newsletters if you don't want to. You can opt for new releases only. But volunteer to be a beta reader. And when I need beta readers again, I'll pick 10 or 20 of the people in that huge pool to do the deed. Still working. Looks like. Noisy truck. Very noisy truck. All right, yep. I can tell by the waveform, if I look at it just right, I can tell that I'm actually recording on the external microphone, which is clipped to the bill of my cap, so it's always in the same location in relation to my mouth no matter where I'm looking. So I got licks going, I got sigil going. I was a little concerned with how sigil would work, and when I opened it up, it was like completely different. I mean, completely different. The interface was, well, the interface was in, had colored icons, and the options in the menus were all different. And yeah, that was a bit of a wake up. But it does work, and it's really quite slick. I like the new interface. I like the way it works. I just needed to adjust to it. So I've done some work. I wrote today. I wrote my haiku this morning. It was a difficult one to deal with today. For some reason, I kept looking for the right take to generate the correct feel. Finally found one that I liked. It had just enough concrete and just enough symbolic to find the balance I was looking for. Worked out good. I was happy with it. So I've done some writing adjacent. I've played some, and it's only like noon. I don't know what I'm gonna do this afternoon. I may. Oh, that was the other thing I had to do, was starting a new file. I created a template for my manuscripts that has all of the right paragraph tags. It has all the right formatting for each of the styles, the text styles, the paragraph styles. It has it all there already. When I went to open up working class this morning, just to, you know, see what it looked like, I realized that I needed to get that template, and I couldn't find it. It's like, where the hell is that template? And I realized it was still on not the writing drive, but it was still on the application drive, the drive, what was drive C, the boot drive in Windows. So I had to go plug in that drive and go look for it. It was the only file, manuscript.ott, was the only file there. So it worked out good. Worked out real good. I may do something rash. Like, there's apparently a plug-in for a template changer that lets you just say, okay, don't use this template, use that template. So where I can replace any file that I started with the default and change it to be the template that I want, which in this case is going to be the manuscript one. If, however, I start writing in the manuscript template, it's much easier because I just open the manuscript template, start typing, and then save the word processing file, and that's all it takes. Changing it is no big deal, honestly. It's like, open a template, copy the old document, paste the old document into the new, and then do a little cleanup. And it does a little cleanup because I put placeholder texts in to show what the title and the subtitle and the author name and the chapter headings will all look like. So that those placeholders are there. I just have to delete them and then do the first piece of markup on the front end, and there it is. Works good. So LixWorks, SigilWorks, SigilWorks, LibreWriter has my template. Life is good. Come on, if I want to get ready, say it with me. Monk post. Every day goes by, I'm more and more satisfied with the way this machine works compared to where it worked, how it worked with the old drives under Windows. I'm not quite ready to recycle those old drives, but I don't know. We'll have to see. At this point, I've got some pretty large hard drives. I think I've got 2 1-terabyte drives. And at least one, I think I should have 2 SSDs that are smaller, like 125 gigabytes. Big enough for an operating system. Big enough for Linux, certainly. So if I have a case I could install them in, it could be my local network cloud. I have to look to see how that works, but it shouldn't be too difficult. Come on, it gets a tiny bit better every day. I'm not quite as stooped over as I was. I walk a little bit further every day before my back starts to hurt. Slow progress is still progress. Yeah, my fingers are freezing right off here. Let's see. Pretty sure it's still recording. It is. Okay, good. I'll swap hands and let the other one have the pocket for a bit. before I do that. All right. Yeah, okay. It's working again. It stopped for a second, and then when I started it up, it wasn't working on the external mic, so I must have bumped it when I was getting my drink. Anyway, I made some progress on the arc. I've got a second survivor through the last of the three world bosses, or the three main bosses. I still have to get through the tech cave, but I now have two characters that I can work through the tech cave one at a time. We'll see how it works out. We'll see how it goes. I took my killer whale. I took my Basilosaurus out, swam almost all the way around the island. I have to go back and finish up my big swim. Finally found the missing trophy that I needed. The Eye of the Alpha Tussotuthus. That's it. Tussotuthus. So I've got enough trophies that I can put one of them through the cave once. So if it fails, I have to go collect more and rebuild and all the rest. Should be okay. The first time through the dragon was a horror show. It's a complete mess. Second time went better. Second time was much smoother. Once I got used to having to deal with a whole herd of dinosaurs that would stand in my way and figure out how to keep them away from me so that I could actually move around and avoid being hit, that was a big plus. So yeah, progress is being made. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling optimistic. It'll last until I get 10 pages into this manuscript, probably. I went through because I finished a book yesterday and started going through samples. And John Ward's been asking me, why don't you? What is it about the samples that you don't like? What causes you to toss a sample? And there's a variety of things. So I thought it would be fun to keep track of why, what, how. I went through 5 samples before I found a book that I liked. And I have now inhaled it since yesterday. It was a lot of fun. It'll probably be the recommended title in the blog this month. I'm not sure. Blog post comes up a week from today, next Sunday? I think so. Maybe it's Saturday. Whenever the first is, anyway. Yeah, I guess it's Saturday. Anyway, the of the five, I didn't finish the sample on four of them. And of those four, two of them, I got about, I don't know, 20-30% of the way through the sample, which is, you know, first couple chapters of the book. And I didn't care. I didn't even care enough to flip the page to see what happened next. I didn't care what happened next. One of them, well, not one of those two, but the two that I didn't care about. But I have a hard time getting into a book if I don't care about the characters. And if you don't get me hooked on a character, I don't care what the story is. Get out of my way. One of them was just trying too hard. Oh my God. I don't think there was a noun that didn't have an adjective describing it in some one of its many aspects. It's like, oh God, this is tiring. I don't need this. It's trying too hard. It was being too precious. I just didn't care. One actually got through, the one I got through the sample, it was sort of like, yeah, maybe. And then I went and checked and it was too pricey. I mean, I understand pricing. I understand why people price the way they do. But I wasn't going to buy that book at that price, which is too much. Been $4.95, I probably would have bought it. Above $5? For a book I was only iffy on? No, that's not going to happen. So, which is too bad, because it was the first book of a series. And so that person lost all of the potential sales for later books, because the first book was too pricey. And it's not like it was a whole lot more. It's just that I didn't care that much about the book. And that one little extra grain of sand in the works was enough to have me say no. So anyway, all that aside, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.